So with the wish to accomplish Maitreya, then Asanga went into a retreat in a cave for 3 years. At the end of 3 years, there was no signs of, any kind of result to be able to see Maitreya. So he gave up and, he left his cave. And as he came out, then he saw this spot where, where drops of water had created like a little hole in dent in a rock. So, the water is very soft, so if this water can create such a dent in a rock, he thought, for me to give up so easily is my own lack of perseverance. So he went back into the cave and spent another 3 years. And after that second set of 3 years, then there was again no signs at all. So again, he gave up and then he came out. And as he came out, he saw this place where the birds, near his cave, there was a bird's nest. And as the birds flew in and flew out, the wings kind of brushed against a rock face. And the brushing of the wings, as it went in and out, had created a smooth surface on a rock face. And when he saw that, he thought, if something like the feather does something like that, then, it's my lack of perseverance that made me give up. So again, he went back for the next 3 years and did again retreat. And at the end of another 3 years, then there was again completely no signs at all. So he gave that up, came out. And as he came down, then he saw one man, kind of rubbing an iron rod with a very soft cloth. And he said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm making needles. He's like rubbing this iron rod with a cloth. And big iron rod, with a very soft cloth, he's kind of rubbing it. Then, and he says, how can you ever make a needle with that, cloth and this iron rod? And the person replies saying, as long as you have perseverance, there's nothing you cannot accomplish. As long as you persevere. Of course, that person would have to be an emanation of Maitreya to give him that guidance. So of course, then he went back to the retreat cave, thinking he gave up without, due to lack of perseverance.
That then, the trouble ma tawaje, paying bekala, then just as a matter of chimo mamo, or come, ma chan buy konde ke, come buy konde yo na yo, ni, papa tomen konde, ta, che chongje ke japje, then the chigi wale. Chagilimayana, Bula Nogre, Chu Chuizono, Noche, Chili Lane,
So again, he completed another set of 3 years, and then again there was no sign, so then he left the retreat cave. And as he left, then he came upon a red dog, who had sores, who had abscess in sores in the body, full of maggots. And so, the body is full of sores with maggots, and still barking very ferociously with anger. So then, when my Asanga thought, this dog has so much sores and so much maggots. Still, the mind is so, ferocious in anger and barking. So Asanga felt, an overwhelming sense of compassion for this dog. So then, in order to help the dog, then he wanted to remove the maggots from that abscess. So of course, he can't just remove it without causing harm to the maggots. So what he did was cut into his own flesh to remove the maggots from the abscess of the from the sores of the dog, and put it into his own flesh where he had cut. And the thought of picking it with his hands, he thought he would damage the maggots. So he thought the only way to transfer the maggots from the wounds of the dog to his own open flesh was through kind of picking the maggots with his tongue, he closed his eyes when he reached out to pick up the maggots, and the more he went forward with his tongue further and he couldn't reach the maggots when he opened his eyes. That was my prayer. So, when he saw Maitreya, he says, for 12 years I meditated upon you, and you didn't manifest, or I didn't see you for all those 12 years, like that, Asanga complained. And then Maitreya said, I was there with you in your retreat cave throughout all that time period. The only reason why you couldn't see me was because you had yet to purify the obscurations of the karma. But but through the power of the compassion that arose in you, in relation to the dog, through the compassion that arose in you, you purified all the remnants of the obscuration of the negative karmas, and so you are able to see me.
So
So holding on to the robes of Maitreya, then Asanga went to the Tushita heavens to receive the teachings from Maitreya. And the time period in the Tushita heaven was a period of duration was only over one meal. But in that time period, according to human years, it's like 50 human years, equivalent to a time period of one meal time, the duration of over a meal in the Tushita heavens. So then, after having received those instructions, then from Maitreya, then Asanga came back, and that is how you have the five treatises, of the that Asanga wrote, and in amongst those five, one of them is Ngwendogen, the jewel ornament of clear realizations. So the fact that we should have this text is due to the efforts of Asanga, making that effort, receiving it from Maitreya. And why this is mentioned here is that points of instructions contained within the Lamrim, the graduate path enlightenment, are also instructions from this text in the jewel ornament of clear realizations. So for all of these reasons, Nagarjuna and Asanga are regarded as the ornaments, crown jewels of this world.
And
the fact that they are the ornaments of this world are reputed in all the three levels. The three levels refer to the underground, on the ground, and in space. The three levels refers to the existence like in the underground existence, like the existence of the Nagas. Upon the ground are the existence of the human beings. The existence in space refers to the existence of the Devas. So the teachings from the Buddha comes in an unbroken stream of lineage through Maitreya and Manjushri to Nagarjuna and Asanga, emphasizing the unbroken lineage. So we better take a break here. Sāshī pūgī śūshīṃ mētō chāṃ rīrā līṃsī nīdē gāmbā Sāṅgē śīndū mētē būlvā gī tūkā nāmdā śīn lā chē bāyā Yidā mā gūrū rātnā mētā dāgāṁ mīyā tāyā
Ngāzōne ဒီနေ့ကျောင်းရွှေစေတော့အဲကျောင်းတို့ချေတန်တူချေကလာအဲကျောင်းရွှေရွှေနာမဲနာညာနဲ့အဲတသမချေမှာပါတယ်ဒါဆိုရင်တော့ဘာဘာတော်မဲချောင်းတို့ဘုန်းတော်ယောဒိနေနဲ့ငါထိလေယောယောမင်းစုံမှာပါအဲတကတော့ကျောင်းငါတော့ဒီနေ့ကျောင်းရွှေရောမှာပါချေပါတကအဲကျောင်းရွှေရူမှာတယ်ဒါတန်တူရင်ဒီဒီနေ့ကျောင်းရွှေငှုစုရောမွေးရင်ဒီကျောင်းရွှေဟာရင်သာ
this completes a little bit of the biography on Nagarjuna Asanga, and when one does the the refuge and bodhicitta practices, you know, in front of oneself, one should visualize such a merit field, where, you know, such merit field with the objects of refuge, and one need not have doubts as to whether, you know, as to whether these holy beings, whether they have arrived there or not, or whether they are abiding in front of oneself or not, like that. With regards to such things, one needn't doubt, as you can see from the life story of Asanga, you know, how Maitreya, when upon meeting Maitreya, Maitreya stated how he was there all along in his meditation cave from the very beginning, even though Asanga didn't see Maitreya at that time. So in the same way, you know, one needn't ever doubt about the presence of the objects of refuge in front of oneself. And like that, one should always feel the presence of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in front of oneself. You know, when one practices in this way, then it becomes a way of cultivating a sense of mindfulness and awareness in one's life, by feeling that one is always in the presence of the Buddhas. So just like the life story for Asanga, that, you know, it took Asanga 12 years before he was able to see Maitreya actually. So in the same way, when we do our meditational practices, visualizing deities and so forth, one shouldn't have expectations to be able to quickly have the realization of the deity, to be able to quickly, generate the attainments. Like that, one should not have that kind of expectation in one's practices of, you know, having instant results in one's meditation, but rather than one should have a long-term view of feeling, thinking however long it takes to, you know, get to that result. In the same way, from the life story of Asanga, one can see how, through the power of the mind of compassion, generating the mind of compassion, how it enabled Asanga to directly perceive Maitreya. In the same way, one should take the advice that, of how important it is to generate love and compassion in one's life, and the goodness and kindness of one's heart, which is the way to quickly develop all the positive qualities, generate all the positive qualities in oneself. And like in this life story of Nagarjuna, when upon making, offerings to 100, Brahmins, enabled the accumulation of merit to be able to live, 7 months. And then upon making offerings to 100 ordained people, enabled him to, accumulate merit to be able to live 7 years. So in this way, also one should understand the kind of the difference of the basis as an ordained person, as opposed to just being a Brahmin, like that, to realize the extraordinary basis of being an ordained.
Then, 다 라도 마정원이나 근데 못 되네 그새 매워. 라도 좀 내나 세심히 타요. 세송인데. 아, 근데 요네. 제비 때나 아침반에 라도 좀 왔대. 난 저도 좀 봐야 봐. 아, 그거.
So in the same way, you know, if Nagarjuna didn't get ordained, then he would have lived for those 7 years alone. And upon, you know, becoming ordained, then, you know, created the basis to be able to have a much, you know, much more complete, have a complete life, long life. So, in that, in this way, also one can see the difference of the basis of a form as an ordained, you know. And you know, difference between ordained and not being ordained, the kind of the difference it makes.
And the Gano Jain and Gomodoge, Nyeban on the Kavla, Nombalan, and so are Tremuchi, Mumacho Chade Ona, and so are Yaboja, Nombarwa. That's so are you both on the Dona, and Nombacho Chon Jade, Chon as a so are Yaboja Chon, Tuji Chesego and the Jiwara. Then Mazoaje, Lombacho was charged, they do, and Charon Lonzo Jaja, and Charon de Magoso. But they again, Rabdishuan Namje, Sola the Tando Majiaje, so on the Sonja Jiba the Tando Jigoya, at the Nerkova.
So, and again, when we look at the life story for Nagarjuna, when there was that time period of famine, how Nagarjuna, you know, through being able to process this alloy, transforming base metal into gold, and making plentiful, you know, the means for the Nalanda monastery. But at the end of that term period, rather than being thanked for his, for his extraordinary benefit, rather than being thanked, then was faulted for that activity and asked to leave. From this part of the life story of Nagarjuna, then one can see the importance of from this story, one can say that how important it is to observe the rules or the regulation set forth by the Buddha, the importance of regarding that. That is the advice that one should take. Although at the time of the famine, there was much benefit for the through what Nagarjuna did in making the means plentiful for the monastery, but by that action being faulted and asked to leave what advice one should take is the how important it is to observe the rules and regulations set forth by the Buddha. In the life story of Nagarjuna, at the beginning, when he was first born, he was told that he would live only for seven days. But eventually, he came to live 900 years. He lived for 900 years. And then, from a sutra point... renounced household life by entering into the Buddha Dharma, taking ordination, renouncing the household life, then was eventually able to live 900 years. So from a sutra point of view, he attained the first of the ten bhumis. Kukya?
Kukya.
Kukya. He attained the first bhumi of the Rabdugawa, extremely blissful bhumi, the first bhumi. And then from a tantric point of view, then Arjuna was said to have attained the unified state of enlightenment. Asanga also lived for 150 years, and you know, and at the beginning, was an ordinary sentient being in the way in which, like, not having the compassion, the merit to be able to see Maitreya, but eventually, you know, attained what is known as the third bhumi of the ten bodhisattva grounds. Once the five paths, the path of accumulation and the path of preparation, within those two paths, then one is able to, one is supposed to accumulate of the three countless eons of merit. Then the first countless eon of merit is completed on the path of accumulation and preparation. So within that short period of lifetime, you know, being able to accomplish that kind of countless eon, one first countless eon of accumulation of merit in that time period. So when we talk about one countless eon, when you count like this, 1, 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, and then what's the 100,000? Is one countless eon of merit. This 600,000 times, right? You know, each 10 you multiply by another 10, 60 times. 60 times makes one countless eon of merit. So in this way, like Asanga, within a very short period of time, was able to accumulate extensive merit you know, which compares to the first countless eon of merit. So it said that, you know, being able to establish Dharma in places where Dharma did not exist before has, you know, if one is able to do that, one accumulates extraordinary merit. And in fact, when we do, you know, more merit than, say, you know, spreading and increasing the Dharma in places where Dharma was already established, you know, compared to that, then spreading and increasing Dharma in places which did not have Dharma in the past is even more meritorious. And of course, compared to practicing in a place where Dharma is already established, as opposed to practicing in a place where there is no Dharma, then practicing in such circumstances has even more merit. So like that, you know, since places here, like in these places which are regarded as places which in the past did not have Dharma, then, you know, now to have the Dharma to, you know, to spread and increase the teachings of Dharma, to be able to practice it, then one should understand how incredibly meritorious the circumstances are for oneself, and therefore rejoice in it. Practicing one day in a place where the Dharma did not exist before is far more meritorious than you know, practicing in a place where, you know, practicing extensively in a place where the Dharma was already established. So the following verse after, you know, the homage and praise to Nagarjuna and Asanga, the next praise is dedicated to Atisha. I bow to Dipankara Atisha, bearer of the treasury of instructions that comprise the key points, unmistaken and complete, of the paths of the profound view and vast deeds, transmitted well from those two great trailblazers. I think I said charioteers earlier. I said trailblazers
here.
So, you know, the two graduated paths of the the extensive and the profound, you know, the profound path of the wisdom coming from the Buddha, Manjushri, Nagarjuna to Atisha, and the extensive path of the method of bodhicittas and the six perfections from the Buddha, Maitreya to Asanga to Atisha. So, you know, in Atisha is the collection of these two stream of the path of the two paths of the profound and extensive graduated paths, you know, where all of the stages of the practice is in you know, kind of serialized, you know, not mixed up, having all the essential points. So in that way, Atisha is regarded as the, you know, the treasury, the storehouse of all these pure teachings.
ne dubi dambin tonze yasin, ne duba asin adela koji chimbo yungi ore.
So it, where it says that comprise the key points, you know, like being, you know, that in Atisha being praised as someone who bears, who's the bearer of the key points of the pure teachings, has a lot of meaning to it. Bearer of the treasury of the pure instructions of teachings that comprise of the key points refers to having the three vast collections of the teachings, the three pitakas or the three vast collections of teachings, collected in the path and practices of the three capable beings is what is meant here. So the life story of Lama Atisha comes later. So, and the next verse, is a verse of a homage and praise and prostrations to all of the lineage, is dedicated to from Lama Atisha to one's root guru. All the lineage masters are included in that. I bow with respect to the teachers who, with deeds of skill and means, moved by loving concern, illuminate for the fortunate the gateway leading to liberation, the eye for viewing all the limitless scriptures.
So the
teachers, the virtuous friends are regarded as the eye for viewing all the limitless scriptures, all the scriptures without exception. So just like without sight, one cannot see form. So without the kindness of one's spiritual teachers, there is no way for us to see into the meaning of these scriptures. So it is the kindness of one's spiritual teachers that enables us to see into the meaning of these limitless scriptures.
So, who
with deeds of skill and means, moved by loving concern, illuminate for the fortunate the gateway leading to liberation. With these two lines, praising or paying homage to the spiritual teachers' kindness. With thoughts of loving concern, how they set forth for us the path that leads us to liberation, illuminates for us the path that leads us to our liberation, and for those who have who are the recipient of such benefit are the fortunate ones.
대연에 도서하지 미쪽에 고안에 있는 제바 아 탑는 기준 제바 아 된대 고안에 된게 거래서 아 탑는 기준 제바 간려서 나다다 아 나눠서나 아 일단 농구 넘버 때나 선생 법에 맞던 제도가 많은데 나눠서는 제베 가봐 말아래 아니 저기도 넘버 때문에나 저기도 제베를 내다 인구요래 제베 개가 말아래 근데 인도에는 나눠서도 아 넘버 텀바 아 근데 지금 넘버 때문에 텀을 키우는 제바 아 아니 텀을 넘버 때문에 인자 나눠서는 정원답은 넘버 인나요 정원대 다 통계 인재 받지네 덴비서노 다 덴비가 거네 그래 근데 두지 주나 바반도가 남사반 제바 하셨어
So, and you know, also praising the activities of the spiritual teachers, deeds, who with deeds of skill and means, moved by loving concern, you know, motivated by loving concern, but also skillful in their activities, refers to the fact that you know, in the aspect of the you know the Sambhavakaya, holy body. You know, the Buddha's body of enjoyment, then that becomes a form which is perceived by only Arya Bodhisattvas and not benefited by ordinary sentient beings. And in the supreme emanation form, and in the aspect of the Nimanakaya supreme emanation form, then one needs to have, you know, pure karma to be able to encounter the to be able to encounter a supreme emanation of the Buddha. So by manifesting in these ordinary aspects, then, by skillfully manifesting in these ordinary aspects, then benefiting sentient beings. Even though faults or mistakes that they manifest are all faults and mistakes, to do with the skillful means in which they benefit sentient beings' liberation.
That is,
manifesting according to you know, manifesting activities according to our karma.
And but that, Tomagvalleje thana choba joba thana zombar tamja.
So when we divide up the presentation of the text into those first three points, of the first point, which is the praise and homage, the pledge of the author, and then inspiring the study of this text are the first three points of the. Of this, what has been completed is the praise in the homage section. So, in the case of the holy beings, whenever they engage. One of the first things they do is make prayers and prostrations, homage and prostrations to the holy objects. So the undertaking of such a writing as this, the great graduate path to enlightenment, for such a project or undertaking as this also, the text has begun with such prayers of homage and prostrations.
So, by
beginning one's work in such an auspicious way, by you know, making prayers, prostrations, offerings to these powerful objects of merit. It is a way of increasing our own merit, enhancing our merit, whereby which it ensures the success of the undertaking. And by incorporating such an activity as this, then it also brings forth faith and respect, ethics and so forth, in the minds of the others, who come upon such a text as this. So when we undertake the instructions of the practices, these instructions that we take on should be the instructions of the teachings by the Buddha, taught by the Buddha, and further clarified by by Manjushri Maitreya, and also practiced and explained by the great Indian masters like Nagarjuna and Asanga. So this is the kind, when we take on the practices of from the Buddha to one's own root guru, there should be the continual stream of the lineage's blessing.
So this
particular point also denotes the uninterrupted stream of the lineage from the Buddha to Maitreya, Manjushri, Nagarjuna, Asanga, to Atisha, to Lama Tsongkhapa, and Lama Tsongkhapa himself, received these teachings on the graduate path to enlightenment from his root gurus. Of them, I think there are three main ones from whom he received: Thoda Namfi Galsen,
Senje
Chuche Sambo.
That. 근데 이제 이거 봐 마지막에 대했던 거지. 다 내내 좀 담자라. 아, 내 라우레지 문제 내 좀 그룹이 좀 돼. 다 가서 시험 나오지. 내 고바보 어 대갑지 된비 코지니게 에 라마 친구들에게 쉬어 하지. 근데 저거 이제 바디한테 시작해 고만 나오지. 근데 요래 때 에 이제 좀 된지 가르스나 아 된대 남조선 추바뇽 만수님네네라
남자용
다 tuba jaya da gom jaya ni pa je tsa rong ge zong rong ngar de zong rong ten de ta de ke yung yi wari ten de yin de ne ten de nam jo zong na tuba nyo da gom jaya ni de zong la tuba shira ya ma re tuba me wa yin de ne gom jaya na sa jo yung yi ma re tuba me be gom ba ane la kwa dum dum cha lu zik ba de chi kwa yin ye zin de sung ba ro wa ten de yin de ane gom ba 전년
By these verses of, you know, the homage and prostrations to the lineage masters emphasizes emphasizes how one has the blessings of an in an unbroken stream of lineage. So, and then the second part of the first part is the author's pledge to undertaking the writing, and for this, within this is explained the reasons why, Lama Tsongkhapa undertook this writing, and of course the entourage of the great lamas and Lama Atisha, as mentioned yesterday, then all gave their blessings or inspiration to undertake this. To undertake this writing. So that's the next verse in which it says, nowadays those making effort at yoga have studied few of the classic texts, while those who have studied much are not skilled in the key points of practice. They tend to view the scriptures through the eyes of partisanship, unable to use reason to discriminate the meaning of the scriptures. Therefore, having seen that they lack the path pleasing to the wise, the supreme complete instructions, the key points of the teachings, I was inspired to explain this path of the great trailblazers. So, and during the time of Lama Tsongkhapa, the teachings were degenerating in the sense that, you know, those that had extensive study of the philosophy, classic text as it's referred to here, extensive studies, then lacked the point of meditational practices, or those that focused on meditation and lacked the extensive range of the study of the philosophy, and many thought that listening to the teachings and meditation were sort of contradictory, as if when one does a lot of listening, then it kind of conflicts with meditation, And then you have people who had great emphasis on meditation and not so much on the study and listening of it. And of course, without the extensive study and the listening to the Dharma, then doing only meditation is like a rock climber without the hands, So, without the use of hands, then trying to climb rock. And then on the other hand, then you have those who did extensive study of the classic texts or the philosophy. Then getting into the pitfall of just intellectual knowledge, unable to bring it forth collect it into, streamline all those extensive studies into the features of one's practice, unable to do that. So seeing how practices were so partial in this kind of respect, then Lama Tsongkhapa, because of these circumstances, then Lama Tsongkhapa made the pledge to undertake this writing.
농동 리빈제빈 틈에베 에서 아 대가라 근데 파모치지라 아 농동 롱게동 좀내내게는 동동능에도 안되는 몸보송이 같이 아 대형은 좀내내 롱게 에 연호다가 캐남지 레바다는 아예가 농아자의 그새 민소네 리비 따바지고요 소송바로와 근데 리비 따바지야게 터메 같이 리비 따바지야게 터메지 롱 공부 마셔야지 농 종동의 농대도 이동든지 근데 제나 어느 내가 중독이 와인데 어느 때문에 조비 담바테 포토 문도 네 대답하지 때문에 조비 담바 매바 인사 개밤 자바세도 집아 집이 남 포트라도 그도 근데 포네 여름지게 그러다 이용치 모두 빠져나야다 Nenaman Havila Sovan Deyata. Tendene, Sosa Dijonchea, Sundrichene, Yizinjame Mahalatene, Londona. The Ripicho was in the Majiki Tainto. Tendegon, Top the Yah Hindu, and Shindajimulam de Shevala, Dagi in the Kuni Provachos. Oko, and the Tomba La Provando, so on the Shevi Yis and the Tatoma Tatamoji.
So, the meaning of the scriptures, when deducing the meaning of the scriptures, then you have scriptures that are interpretive from the scriptures, and then you have scriptures which are definitive in their meaning. So in order to as the Buddha stated, with regards to the teachings of the Buddha, then they needn't necessarily be accepted out of faith or respect in the Buddha, but rather, should be accepted on the basis of a logical analysis of these teachings. So, when one fails the logical analysis, then one is unable to come to the point of the meaning of the scriptures, where one can make the mistake of taking an interpretive sutra as something definitive in the meaning, or a definitive sutra into an interpretive form like that. And so, when such mistakes are made, then the intent of the teachings of the Buddha is not complete, and so. Therefore, it cannot become a path of practice which is pleasing to all the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas. It cannot become that because it does not incorporate the key points of the practice. So in conjunction with the extensive studies of the philosophy and so forth, then one should make strong requests to the guru deities and as well as undertake the extensive forms of accumulation of merit purification just like how Manjushri advised to Lama Tsongkhapa in the same way. So through covering all the key points in this kind of way, then only can one come to the to the understanding of the scriptures, just as it has been intended by the Buddha, just as it has been explained by the great trailblazers like Nagarjuna Asanga.
Los women about the Lachon's demas. That they get Los Chadong on the song, Chungzin Chavanina, the Ronso the Jenso, the Chot and the Majina, and they get Chute, Chitawaj in the Tontogumaris, Yonta Wajishi, Yonayo, Tejenso Res and Tomatabata. And it sinje loje sheje yona yo oron so re se ne ani tela ju ya tende yin de ta sonde de mumbe so ro mumbe de de na ani yanye je to ma ro ate no je ani sonje ge ma de ba ji ko re se onda sonje me be ma de la
so then the next verse you know is the verse you know inspiring the listening to these teachings, the study of these teachings. So where it says all those fortunate who are unobscured by the darkness of partisanship, who have the mental capacity to differentiate good and bad, and who wish to make meaningful this good life of leisure, should listen with one-pointed attention. So in order to be able to realize all the correctly all the points of the teachings, then one's mind should not be biased, you know, biased by being close attached to what is mine and averse by what is others, free of that kind of biased way of thinking, but rather but rather honest in the way in which one views. So having a biased kind of mind, then it's like creating a looking at things in the dark. You know, looking at things in a thick fog or in the darkness of a fog like that. And where one cannot see the points clearly, where one cannot see things clearly, in the same way, with a biased mind, then one's view or the understanding becomes, mistaken.
That's one thing meba yina yo, lenyin jebi shira meba yina, eni nyeje da leje ge cheba tse tukumaro. Tende yende ne, lenyin jebi lo yin tse den shing e so me,
So it isn't sufficient being honest and totally unbiased. It's not sufficient being that. Even if one is honest in one's outlook and not biased in one's outlook, but what one still needs is the wisdom, being able to discriminate what is good and bad, you know, being able to recognize good for goodness for what is good, and being able to enhance or practice it or cultivate it, and being able to recognize that which is negative or bad for what they are, and coming to abandon it. So that kind of wisdom, being able to abandon non-virtue, to be able to enhance or cultivate virtue, that kind of, one still needs that, one needs that wisdom too.
David Jensen Tongzhen Chen Dobe is, and Tandangan also, Tanjuji Nuten Top De Yore. Then, Sendi Chibu Koni Tongzhe Che Jiao Yina, Tanju Tongme Chao Sangro. And that Tanju Tongme,
So and then as I said, and who wish to make meaningful this good life of leisure. So besides being honest, unbiased, as well as having the wisdom, then one should have the wish to make one's life meaningful. When one focuses one's life only for this one brief lifetime, then one can say, well, one has not fulfilled the objective of having made one's life meaningful. But when we say, you know, making life having the wish to make one's life meaningful is in the context of one's Dharma practice, developing oneself on the path to liberation, on the path to enlightenment, having this kind of wish, interest and inclination towards Dharma and cultivating oneself, you know, in that path of practice is what is meant by making one's life meaningful. So these are the three, you know, if one has these three features, you know, honest in one's outlook, unbiased, not being biased, and having that wisdom, being able to appreciate what is good and cultivate what is negative and abandon, and having this kind of wish to make one's life meaningful in one's Dharma practice. If one has these three criteria, then one should listen with one pointed attention. So all of the writings of Lama Tsongkhapa has its roots in the writings of the great Indian masters. Even these three points pinpoints the criteria for someone who wishes to undertake the study and practice, you know, being honest, unbiased, having the wisdom to discriminate right from wrong, having the wish to make one's life meaningful. These three points are specifically mentioned in Aryadeva's 400 stanzas as well. So the graduated path to enlightenment is a text which is highly praised from the point of view of being a text which has the collection of all the key points of the practice, the key essential points of practice, you know, set forth in the path and practice of the three capable beings. So, and the goal of these paths and practice is liberation and enlightenment. And in order to attain these results of liberation and enlightenment, then immediately what one needs is a higher rebirth as human beings. What ensures that we attain higher rebirth in order to practice is when we observe the path and practice of the small scope. And of course, what ensures us that we will attain liberation is when we hold on to the path and practice of the medium scope, based on the small capable beings path, and when we observe the path and practice of the medium scope. And of course, if one wishes to attain enlightenment, then what ensures that is the path and practice of the highest capable beings, path and practice founded upon the basis of the small and the medium scope. So these paths and practice has been kind of laid out very clearly by the great trailblazers of Nagarjuna and Asanga. So making it very easy for us to enter into the path and practices.
The
small and the medium scopes, path and practice, are like the preliminary, to the high scopes, path and practice.
So, Jiwa Chimbu Lamjari Matemba Yendu, Namba Tamjin Chimbu, San Rowe, Jiwa Chogi Chudu.
So, the main subject of the text is showing the path and practice of the highest capable being, highest scopes, path and practice. The goal or the result is to attain enlightenment. Yet, the path and practice of the small and medium scope are the preliminaries to it. So it is a text which is not missing any of the points of practice. Which is a collection of all the key essential points of the practice set forth in the path and practice of the small, medium, and the high scope to in order to attain enlightenment. So these are the particular advantages or the qualities of the Lamrim text, of this text known as the Graduated Path to Enlightenment, in order to be able to receive the full benefit of these of this text, to be able to listen and study, the listening and study of which enables us to attain enlightenment. Then this is for individuals, beings who are fortunate, who have the fortune, who have the karmic fortune. You know, if one does not have the karmic fortune for it, then are unable to receive the benefit of it. Like in the time, when the Buddha manifested enlightenment, then those without the karmic fortune were unable to receive the direct benefits of the manifestation of the Buddha. So, to be blessed with the fortune, to be blessed with the fortune, to be able to be the recipient of such benefit, enabling one to be guided towards enlightenment, through the instructions of this path.
Dachun Chetu Tela Tela Panalendi Keba Namne Tanguma Nalendra La Nisundi Tembashi Utati Yachi Tika Nalendi Keba Namji Chu Chi Yundu Toma Lobonjin La Topas Chiju Chu Lobonji Na Tawa Tamanova Attendishi to Yachi. Lomi Ju Tabas, Ningin Doja Tenyo, Junior Mumu on the Mason, Ju Taba. Shiji Chu Tenyo, 다바 다 전에 말로 봐. 단대적에 다바 섬지 거네 주인 제발. 제라 나는데 개비셔서 된다래.
In the tradition of the ancient monastic university of Nalanda, you know, it is said that you know, with regards to the transmission of the teachings, then it should have the three these three forms of purity. The purity of the speech, referring to the speech of the teacher in explaining the Dharma being totally unmistaken, you know, without any mistake. Purity of speech, having absolutely no mistake in the instructions of the teachings. And purity of the mind of the disciples refers to the pure motivation, having the pure motivation to listen to the teachings, to the motivation being to attain enlightenment for the benefit of others. And then the third form of purity is the purity of the teachings itself. So these are the three forms of purity that are observed in the ancient monastic tradition, particular to Nalanda, in the imparting of teachings. In the tradition of the other great monastic university that existed in ancient India, besides Nalanda, was the monastic university of Vikramashila. In accordance to this tradition, then, observing the purity of the teachings, observing the purity of the transmission of the teachings was ensured through, talking about the qualities of the author, the qualities of the subject matter, you know, and the third point was observing, setting forth how this text should be practiced, how it should be listened, how it should be explained. These are the two traditions that existed. The Nalanda tradition observing the three types of purity, and the Vikramashila tradition establishing the authority of the author, authority of the text, and how it should be practiced in the form of how it should be listened and explained. So this Lamrim Shemo, the great exposition on the gradual path of enlightenment, follows the second method, the Vikramashila method. So the entire subject matter of the Lamrim Shemo, of this Lamrim, is included within these 4 points. So to establish the authority of the teachings, then explaining the preeminent qualities of the author. And in order to generate faith and respect in the text, in the instructions, then talking about the preeminent qualities of this particular of the Dharma. So these instructions which bears the authority of the authority of such exemplary author, and these instructions which bears such qualities, extent, you know, how it should be listened to, how it should be explained, and how it should be practiced.
Da. De som de ngondo ta we chene, da ma ngue ji lo ma chi ta chi we ma wo. Lo ma. Zhi ba lam na zhi ba si de lam na chi ya de la, lam na zhi ba su ni ba. Ne da du za lam ji ren ba la ya chi ya de. Ni de zhi we ma wo.
And then the third and the next point is that how one should lead the disciples on the graduated path through these instructions.
Mata bonbon zeba bechewa sumiyore tan bonbon zeba bechewa dangha de chungju namjirimbe tan de chiyo sumji nyamne gne duyi jaga ke dangha de chere Jesus chamben zebe ngombar to be jenje dangha yila chere lamnya zemne mirma de ta mundo jinga kapse tein go tein go zo ne bomba sumje ke yomjine de song kala song ni jaya chi de lamnya ne jere ma be dong je so de yoba te mundo jinje sa wa tein go ba yende ne dangha de chere mundo jinga dangha yis
so the first point, showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that it is of noble origin. The instructions, the source of the instructions set forth in the Lamrim is derived from Maitreya's jewel ornament of clear realizations. It's directly derived from that, and of course, as well as indirectly explaining the perfection of wisdom sutras, the Prajnaparamita sutras as well.
Arada, jengondo jinje dangwa che, deno ne cheba deyo, deyo ne chonchu namje roma, yinbe, ta, chonchu padeya deshin zebe, namrono se yate. Da namrono na, Yamnege ne chivasumji lamjirimino dhune tombo chivu chunga pungume lam teni lene rimba jindu nyamsu naya nyamneji rimba dhrimi song yorwa teni yindu yin di yung ngute di yung kong tabate chonchu lamronan zeki yos teni yinza lamron zebabo chivasumji nyamsu lene nyamneji rimba dhrimi zebabo
So although generally speaking, then the Lamrim is derived from the Maitreya's jewel ornament of clear realizations. Yet it's also formatted to Lama Atisha's lamp of the path, within which the practice is set forth in the graduated series of the three capable beings. Pattern practice, the small scope and the pattern practice common to it, the medium scope and the pattern practice common to it. So in attributing the authors, then although the direct writing was undertaken by Lama Tsongkhapa, then you have as a source. Maitreya's jewel ornament of clear realizations, as well as Lama Atisha's lamp of the path as his guideline.
Then you need Zebabo, Padre Atisha Yin's Sungumari. And the Joja, Jesus in the Lam Jerimba Dream Yoate, and then Lam Rong in Honor, attended the Dream Yoa Yindu, and the Joja there. Pombo ne pa de ade sha ke nam rong ne de chi sum ba yin du
jo ji cha ne thong ji ne de ba pa ta ba cha de yo re sum yo so So it's not saying like Lama Atisha composed this text, but because this text takes the structure or the guideline of the the path and practice set forth for the beings of the three capable beings or three scopes, as it was set forth by Lama Atisha in the lamp of the path. So because of following that kind of format, then we see it, that is also one of the guidelines. Lama Atisha's ordination name was Dipankara Srijana, and in Tibetan is Pel Marmeze Yishi, his name as an ordained person.
Senjen Pande Adisha Shiyonsu Tabate Senza Ta Pola Penyundu Wana Adisha Asine and Senso Himare.
But in Tibet, Lama Atisha was known more by this name, Atisha, rather than his full ordination name. Rather than that, he was known as Atisha. The name Atisha, what it means is the full de joie, the best, in short. So in the biography of Lama Atisha, it says, in the land of the snows, then renowned as Atisha, reputed as Atisha.
So in
talking about the biography of Lama Atisha, then talks about the race or the lineage into which Lama Atisha was born, how he cultivated all the qualities of the knowledge and how he put these knowledge and qualities in the service of the Dharma and sentient beings are the three main ways in which the life story of Lama Atisha is usually explained.
So
being born into the race of a king at that time, because the kings in those times were very, very powerful, commanded a lot of respect. So usually they took rebirth into those kind of conducive circumstances, enabling them to extensively benefit both the Dharma and sentient beings.
So to
talk a little bit about the life story of Lama Atisha, we are going to go through the writings of the translator known as Naksu Losawa. Naksu Losawa was the translator who brought over who ensured bringing Lama Adisha over into Tibet. So he has composed a prayer of praise to Lama Adisha, which kind of tells the life story.
So how
he took rebirth in an accident lineage of the so the praise this Nasu Losa was praise is known as the 80 verses of praise, and within that it says, in the excellent land of Sahur, Bengal in the east, is a great city Vikramanipura, and that's the place where Lama Adisha was born, which today falls in Bangladesh.
That day, Bhagamanipura is a number tronjir is a number. That tronjir is a winner, Jagu Cup, Pordon Shindu Yombayo, Sajidan the Jinjita. That tronjir is a winner, Jagu Pordon Yaji. Jagu Pordon de la Sajidan the Sigurus.
So it says, in its center is a royal residence, a palace extremely vast called the Golden Banner. Its resources, might, and fortune were like that of the Eastern Emperor of China. So, basically describing the splendor of the palace in that city of Vikramanipura.
So to show the
great fortune and to also denote the population and the fortune of that kingdom, then it says its resources, might, and fortune were like that of the Eastern Emperor of China. The king of the country was Kalyanasri. The queen was Sri Prabha. They had three sons, Prema Garba, Chandra Garba, and Sri Garba. King, queen, and three sons.
So of
the three sons, the prince Pemagarbha had five queens and nine sons. His eldest son was Punyasri, and he.